Well, first off, today is Monday, June 11th. It's our first Sparks dealer training class online. And this is the first of a weekly call that's going to be 30 minutes in length on every Monday, rain or shine. We had rain today. And we're going to do a variety of different shows. I'm going to try to do interviews. I'm going to try to do open mics. We're going to find dealers that are doing special things and talk about that. I'm also going to talk about other ideas on how to help build your business. So what I'm going to do is I ask myself, as well as some other dealers that called in tonight, a few questions. What I'm going to ask is, when did you learn about AMSOIL? That's when you found out about the product. When did you start using the products? And if that was the same time, if you became a dealer or not, when did you become a dealer? Did you become a dealer? This is a big thing. You know, you have to really understand your why you're doing something to help you do it better. You got to know that my why am I doing this? If you're not doing it for the right reasons or whatever. So we're going to go over that with some of the different dealers that have called in tonight. And looking forward, we're going to also ask, where do you see yourself in 1 year, 5 years? And that can be with AMSOIL. It can be, you know, I'm ready, getting ready to retire, and I'm going to do this or that or what have you. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to go first so you guys can get an understanding how that's going to go. Hopefully you wrote down the questions. If not, I'll help you when we call on the next person. So when did I learn about AMSOIL? I had moved to El Paso, Texas. I had been looking for some synthetic oil for my F-150. This was in 1998, and I had been using synthetic oil already, which was castor oil, and I had learned that castor oil probably wasn't the best product on the market. And I had always wondered, if synthetic oil is so good, how long can I go? Or if it's that much better, can I go longer or what have you? And, you know, none of the other companies out there even say on their bottle how long you can go. So I had found AMSOIL. This guy online was talking 25,000-mile oil changes. I thought he was all full of crap, and there's just no way you can do this. He turned out to be like a airline pilot, and he was all into oil analysis, and he sent me all these oil analysis and sent me information about AMSOIL company and everything. So I switched my truck over, and along about that time when I had moved to El Paso, I was unemployed. My wife was active duty, and I wanted to do something worthwhile. If you know anything about the desert Southwest, there's not a lot of job opportunities. And I learned you could be an AMSOIL dealer, and I looked around. I thought, well, heck, I can do that. And so the main reason I became a dealer is of course I enjoyed using the products, but the main reason I became a dealer was to make money. I didn't want to say, well, I want to get the products at a cheaper price or anything like that. I decided to become a dealer because I saw every car on the road, and I thought they all need AMSOIL. So I thought, just become a dealer. I had no background on sales. I had no background on doing any kind of promotions, any kind of marketing, none of that. I just jumped in and learn as I go type of thing. So that was why I became a dealer. Where do I see myself going in the next 1 year to 5 years? Within the next year, we're talking the 40th anniversary of AMSOIL, I'd like to get myself promoted up to the next level in AMSOIL, which at the direct jobber level, if you look in the awards and recognition brochure that AMSOIL has, I just made Regency Silver direct jobber, so I would like to make Regency Gold by AMSOIL Convention 2013, which will be in July of next year. In 5 years, I would my 5-year goal is to have 20 direct jobbers on our team, as well as be at the level of Regency Platinum direct jobber. So that's two more levels above where we're at, and you know, just keep adding customers on a regular basis. Keep working with you folks that are on the call tonight and anybody else that's interested in making their Amsoil business bigger and better. And that's where I see myself. So who's
good
the next
job.
Volunteer that would like to tell me a little bit about yourself and Amsoil?
Michael, if you want, I can go or I can wait. This is Jonathan.
Go ahead. Who is this?
This is Jonathan Hibley.
Jonathan. Oh, great. Thanks, Jonathan. Yeah, you're next. Where are you calling from, Jonathan?
Well, I'm actually calling. I'm riding up Gallatin Road in Goodlettsville. I mean, not Goodlettsville, but near the Rivergate Mall. Just waiting for
okay,
the rain to clear.
So you're in Tennessee then?
Yes, sir. I am in Tennessee, but I am on the ZRX 1200R that I just recently completed a 1,300-mile four-day trip. Got an average 44 miles per gallon with an average speed of slightly about the speed limit, average speed, which is doing pretty good. It had a high of 50 miles per gallon on the trip.
Good.
Anyhow, never mind. Why I got an Amsoil? I got an Amsoil.
When did you learn about Amsoil, Jonathan? Tell me when first learned about the company Amsoil or the product or whatever.
About 1981, I was in Meridian, Mississippi in the Navy, and a guy showed me that synthetic oil, you know, how it was the latest, greatest, and it made sense to me. At that time, I had a 66 Plymouth Fury that was a very classic, nice car, you know, it was like new, and I had my granddad's truck, which I still have today, a 67 F100. And I wanted those vehicles to last and have the most performance as possible.
So, okay, good.
I got the guy who was also in the Navy and said, if you'll get this stuff, you'll like it. And I read about it, a scene where, you know, the former fighter pilot, Joe Amatuzio, I understood exactly where he was coming from because I was a jet aircraft mechanic. I knew what he was talking about. And I'm like, this is good stuff. And why not have the guy that started it? You know, I bought his oil.
Yeah.
So
did you use Amsoil the first time when you first learned about it, or did you maybe not use it and wait a little while, or what happened?
No, I got it right away. I did because it made sense.
So
I knew the jet aircraft used synthetic.
And then when did you become a dealer? Did you become a dealer right away, or?
No, sir. I was going into an officer program. I had zero time. I was working 12 to 16 hours a day. I had to devote 100% of my, you know, commitment to that program.
Yeah. So when did you become a dealer?
Oh my goodness! Only let's see. I believe it's 3 years ago. March.
You knew about the product, but it took you a little time before you actually became a dealer because of life changes and everything like that.
Yes,
well,
I saw it in magazines, but I never knew an Amsoil dealer. And I wasn't, with where I was and my age and everything, computers just wasn't,
you could never find an Amsoil dealer. We still get that question today, that where's an Amsoil dealer? So why did you become an Amsoil dealer? Did you become an Amsoil dealer because of the products, or why did you become one?
Well, I walked into Craig Tice's shop up in the White House, Car Maintenance and Performance. He's a good, Christian, honest mechanic. I look in there, his walls are lined with, you know, probably 200 or more quarts of Amsoil, different kinds. I'm like, finally, Amsoil dealer. And I'm like, man, I love that stuff. And he says, well, you like it so much, you ought to be a dealer. I signed up right there. I said, I'll be a dealer. I'll get it, you know, $30, I'll get it. It's only $10 more than the preferred, I'll get it, you know. I can sell this stuff. Well, then I went to Iraq.
Okay.
Then I went to Afghanistan. Now, this is when
I
really became a dealer. This is when I became what I would like to call myself now a franchise. Okay.
Gotcha.
See,
so looking forward, where do you see yourself in the next year, Jonathan? You just made Account Direct. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I believe that by the end of next month. My goal by September is to be direct jobber. It's very realistic with the things in the pike right now. The pipeline is getting filled, and the money is – this month is going to be my record. Paycheck and Amsoil from May and June is going to be another record month. I'm starting to sell barrels of It's starting starting to get the accounts. God
okay.
is blessing. It's moving. I'm getting referrals from referrals, and I've laid 3 years of groundwork. But I'll tell you where I made the decision was in Afghanistan, and about May 19th, I was in a major firefight in Bagram, Afghanistan, and I was only making $13 an hour. But I was there because, literally, I was there because I was supposed to get a job where I was going to make $240 a year. Okay.
Yeah.
And but it didn't happen. It wasn't meant to be.
Okay.
And then my wife is hang on, Michael. I was coming down with cancer. My wife is coming down with cancer, and something coming to me. Hey, you got the. And I maintained my T1 certification, by the way. You know that while I was overseas. And you know the deal was, is I said, why do I got to be shot at? When you had taken me down in 2008, I believe it was, or 2009, and David Carroll Bell, I saw their 1099 for $308,000. And I'm like, I'm over here getting shot at.
Yeah.
7,500 miles away from my family.
You made the commitment then to really step up to become an AMSL dealer. This is about 2 years ago, so you're about to count direct. You're going to be a direct jobber within this year, and then within 1 year, what do you expect to be?
Michael, I think so. Whatever about what I'm making, I need to be by the end of next year. I need to be at about averaging $7,000 to $10,000 a month, bring home. So whatever it takes to do that.
Gotcha.
I've got mission trips. I'm going on a mission trip.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I think $20,000 a month.
Good deal.
Realistic.
All right.
And
thanks, Jonathan.
I look
Thank
to go
you.
On mission trips, sir.
Good. Okay. Who's next on the line? Appreciate
Amen.
The call, Jonathan.
All right, good.
Thanks for your information.
I'm muting the phone
we got,
now. I'm muting it.
15 more minutes. We got to get a few more folks in here.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
John Bontempi here.
John.
Hey.
Okay. Let's go through these little quick questions for you, John, and get a few more folks on here. When did you learn about AMSOIL?
It was strange. It was probably 1980. I was at a county fair on Long Island, and it was this little booth, and these guys had this AMSOIL stuff, and they had all these really clean engine parts. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. How much is it? And it was like $6 a quart. I said, oh, that's really cool. I had just gotten out of college, just finished my master's degree, so I didn't have that kind of money. And then I never heard about AMSOIL again. I knew it was out there, but I'd never been exposed to it until a little over 2 years ago. As you know, I'm a teacher at University of Phoenix. And one of my students saw my wallpaper with my old Chevy, and he said, hey, you ever heard of AMSOIL? And I said, well, yeah, I have. And he gave me a catalog. And I was looking through the catalog and saw all the stuff. And then I saw in the catalog, it said, dealers available. So I started going online and looking at different things and making some phone calls. And then, of course, very next day, you and I met, quite by coincidence, I guess. And you had your AMSOIL hat on. And had you not had that hat on, we wouldn't be talking right now.
Probably so.
And, I had approached you and said, hey, I'm thinking about AMSOIL. Do you know anything about it? So... we started talking, and I realized that this was a company I wanted to get involved with, and I love the products. They're all great. They're awesome. I've used synthetic oil in my cars, my vehicle, like you did. I've been using it synthetic for a long time, but not realizing how there are different grades of synthetic, and there are different things that happen.
Yeah.
Now our product is top-notch.
So you became a dealer about a year ago, and then let's just figure out what was your why. Why were you looking for something else? Why did you say, well, I want to become a dealer? Just to get products at a discounted price or maybe sell a couple quarts to your neighbor? Why did you do this?
I have been the victim of downsizing twice in my career. I lost a very good job teaching at a university up north when they were very much in debt. And then I was in IT here in Nashville and, again, was excessed when the .com hit. And I've realized, even in the position I'm in now, I can only make so much money. I can only work so many hours. I only teach so many classes. With AMSOIL, the more I work and the more I give time to this, the more money I can make. So... my why was I want to make money, and I want to be able to have my money make money, plain and simple. I was looking for a product that I could believe in, that I enjoy. You know, I love cars. I like motorcycles, but I love cars. So,
sure.
So that was my why. I wanted to make money, and I wanted to have a product that I could really, believe in, and I was going to use.
Okay, good. Yeah. So that's an excellent why. Good yeah. job. Where do you see yourself in a year?
I want to be a direct jobber by the time we go to the celebration next year in Superior. I want to be a direct jobber. I think it's a doable thing. I've come close to, I think I had 1 month where I was 1,000 points or something. I think I was over 900 last month. And that's just been giving it an effort, but not giving it as much effort as I've been giving it since we came back from MSOLU. I think that 3,000 a month, 3 months in a row, I think I can do that. You know,
I think you can too, John. And then in 5 years, you said, I think we've talked before, you know, you see the way, you know, people, like you say, you're downsizing and everything, and people like living off of Social Security or maybe having to work at Walmart as a greeter. Is that something that's on your five-year goal, or you have a different five-year goal?
My five-year goal is to be making at least $15,000 a month in 5 years. That's where I want to be. In 10 years, and this is not because I need to see my picture everywhere, but in 10 years, I want to make sure my picture's in AMSOL magazine every month.
That's a definite doable goal. The more time you put towards AMSOL, obviously, the more customers you get, buying more products, it grows exponentially. So that's an excellent goal. I appreciate you calling in, John.
Well, thanks.
Thanks again. Anybody else want to volunteer before I start calling on names?
Well, this is Paul.
Who's this?
This is Paul.
Paul Wiles. Where are you calling from, Paul?
I'm in Denver.
Denver, Colorado. Okay, thanks for calling in, Paul. Let's go in here and go down the questions. When did you learn about AMSOL the first time, if you can remember?
I learned about AMSOL about 2000. I ran into the same airline pilot that you did.
Oh,
and
wow,
said,
okay. did you watch him online the same as I did, too?
Yep. And he was talking about all the great stuff about AMSOL and how it was the best oil based on off of his oil analysis. And I said, okay. And I had a friend that swore by synthetic oil. Didn't specify which flavor, but swore by it. And he was the best mechanic I knew. So I said, well, synthetic must be good stuff. So that I became a dealer immediately. Just so I could get the best price.
Okay,
and
just to get the best price. Gotcha, okay.
And then I said if I ever sell a quart of oil, then I might try to pursue it as a business.
Okay.
And, well, because I was T1 certified, I ended up with a sale. So I said, okay, now it's time to start pursuing it a little bit.
Okay, and you've been working at your business strictly part-time because you have a full-time job with the state of Colorado, is that correct?
That's correct.
So you've
and
been pursuing it part-time and growing it over time, right?
Yeah, it's growing slowly because I'm not putting a lot of effort into AMSOL and don't really have a whole lot of time to put into AMSOL, but I'm 4 years from a state retirement and will have all kinds of time to put into AMSOL.
Well, that's excellent, excellent. You've got several shops in town that carry the products. You work with some dealers on your team. So where do you see yourself? You say you've got 4 years for that. Where do you see yourself in a year? And then tell me where you see yourself in 5 years.
Well, in a year, it'll be. I'll have a few more accounts and dealers in the year because my web page is it is in the top three and often top one for a Google search for AMSOL in Denver. So I get lots of calls that way. And
excellent.
If they're looking for product, I need it today, I'll end up sending them to one of the either the shops or the dealers that in my team that I know where they have it. Like one of my dealers has lots of diesel oil. One of the shops has stocks lots of two-cycle oil. One other motorcycle shop stocks lots of motorcycle oil, so I can send them somewhere so that they get the product immediately if that's what they're wanting. If they're wanting dealer to be a dealer or pursue it that way, or if the preferred customer, I'll sign them up. And so I'm building it slowly as people find me.
Good, good. And then in 5 years, you're going to retire in four, so you'll be able to go full-time at AMSOIL. Do you think
Correct.
You could become a direct jobber in that amount of time or higher maybe?
The harder I work, the luckier I get.
That's a good one. I don't know where I've heard that before, but that's a very good one.
I think I heard
Excellent.
It from Michael.
Thanks. Well, thanks for calling, Paul. I appreciate it. We got time for maybe one or two more. Anybody else would like to tell us, you know, when they found out about AMSOIL and why they became a dealer? Anybody?
Well, I can say something.
Andre, yeah, my friend from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, I became a dealer about 3 years, right, ago.
3 years ago?
I was looking for a synthetic product. For me, coming from Europe was very surprising. I cannot understand why it's not so wild here with synthetic. Like, nobody knows nothing about synthetic. So I did some research and come around with AMSOIL and never heard about this oil before. I know Mobil in Europe, it's the biggest in Castrol. But now I'm still there. So I did some research, find it's way better quality oil. So I become a dealer, basically save money, get the product. But after actually talking to you and you invite me to dealer meetings in Texas. So I went there with my friend Sergi and really get different perspective possibility what can bring dealership. So from this point I kind of start working out on my part time, and in a year my plan actually start to work an AMSOIL business full time
AMSOIL business in
yep.
Pennsylvania. You live in outside of Philadelphia, right?
Correct.
And there, and is the market saturated in Philadelphia?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of dealers, not a lot of dealers working. And yeah. Trying to get people to get another dealers. I talk to guys. I have two good dealers, Chuck and Matthew. Unfortunately, they probably cannot.
Yeah.
Join us today, but they will eventually try to get more accounts to get some cash flow. Be able to quit my regular job and in a year hopefully become a direct jobber, and in 5 years I plan to be able to afford my sailboat and travel.
So in 5 years, do you have a big picture of your sailboat on the wall, and you every time you make a dollar, you pin it up on that wall towards that sailboat, huh?
Exactly.
Congratulations. I think if you do that, you will make that goal. And I think, like they say, AMSOIL is growing every day. The people, more and more people are learning about synthetics, and very few today just even know what a synthetic oil is or what the difference is. So we've got our job cut out for us, and I think that's a good thing. So thank you for calling, Andre, and good luck with your AMSOIL business. I know you'll do very good. Anybody else? We got a few minutes here. I got time for one more. If not, I can give a couple announcements, and we'll be getting off the call here. Okay. I want to do talk about next week's program. This is going to be an exciting one for anybody that maybe is just getting started in AMSOIL or would like to learn how to be better at networking. It's called How, Where, and Why to Build Your Network. And I'm going to be going over some things that I've learned over time, online networking, offline networking, old school networking, new school networking. We're going to be talking about all those things. I do have a reading assignment. If anybody would like to get an idea of what type of books that I read to help me grow my network, one of my favorites is a guy named Jeffrey Gitomer, G-I-T-O-M-E-R, Jeffrey Gitomer. And the book is called Little Black Book of Connections. Again, that's Little Black Book of Connections. It's a really easy to read book. It's not like a novel or anything like that. It's really easy. The subtitle of it is 6.5 Assets for Networking Your Way to Rich Relationships. And there's a lot of different people that talk about networking and how to give more than you get back. And it's not who you know, it's who knows you. A lot of different things, and we're going to talk about that. Also, for this Thursday, June 14th, will be the Dell Teleconference. Look for an email to come out on that by me with telephone number. They'll be talking to AMSOIL University graduates and going down those folks and what they thought about AMSOIL University. And that starts at 7 p.m. Central Time on this Thursday, June 14th, 2012. Well, this is a wrap. I've got 7:30 on my phone. I thank everybody for calling in this evening.
Thank you, Michael.
Before we hang up, what's that? Who's that?
I said thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Well, on the count of three, I want everybody to just say who you are and where you're calling from, okay, before I hang up, okay? One, two, three.
John Bontempi.
Brian Brambach from Clarksville, Tennessee. Sorry, no, from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Jonathan Henley, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
All right, good night.
Pennsylvania.